A growing share of teacher pay is being spent on healthcare costs, and advocates say it's left some one health crisis away from financial ruin. It's Wednesday, December 10th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, Republican lawmakers consider a bill that would ban local governments from passing so-called rights of nature ordinances. And there's community pushback in Milwaukee to the proposed use of facial recognition technology by law enforcement. Stay with us.
Public media is more than what's on TV or the radio. It's educational tools for teachers.
It's trusted news on air and online.
Local stories shared across social media that keep us connected.
It's urgent alerts when safety matters most. PBS Wisconsin and WPR serve you in many ways, and it's all possible because of your support. Visit WPR.org/together.
Hey, it's Alex here. Before we get to the news, I wanted to let you know that we are right now in the midst of our year-end member drive. WPR has served Wisconsin for more than 100 years. Those decades of service and this podcast are possible thanks to support from our listeners. Your gift now at WPR.org/donate makes WPR's independent journalism available to anyone for free. Thank you. Now let's get to the news. The average full-time teacher in Wisconsin makes $61,000 a year, but nearly 20% of that salary pays for health care benefits. As Corrine Hess reports, some educators and legislators want to explore allowing school districts to purchase health insurance together the way other state employees do.
The WEA Trust pulled data from Wisconsin schools and the state and found employees in multiple school districts have more than 50% of their total gross compensation on the line for health insurance expenses. Vaughn Vance heads the WEA Trust. He says the data shows the majority of teachers are one healthcare crisis away from financial ruin.
Taxpayers are paying a lot for crappy coverage. I think that everyone would want a value. If you can pay less for a better product just by buying it in a different way, I think that would resonate with almost anyone.
Democrats in the Wisconsin Senate introduced a bill in October that would initiate a study on placing educators in the state group health insurance program. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The city of Green Bay this month approved a series of zoning changes aimed at addressing what officials say is an affordable housing crisis. The changes allow for duplexes in historically single-family zoning districts. Three- or four-unit multifamily buildings would also be allowed with a city permit. According to the city, more than one-third of Green Bay homeowners and nearly two-thirds of renters are spending more than 30% of their income on housing. Green Bay Alder Joey Presley says the hope in relaxing some of the more restrictive zoning code is that it allows for more units to be built.
It is a slow process and there is still a great need. So this is one element of chipping away at that housing need.
According to city staff, this is the first major update to Green Bay's zoning code since about 2006. A state Senate committee held a public hearing yesterday on a Republican bill that would ban local governments from passing so-called rights of nature ordinances. As Danielle Kading reports, such policies grant legal rights to natural resources.
Republican State Senator Steve Noss introduced the bill. It would bar local regulations that grant legal rights to protect against pollution or maintain a healthy ecosystem. GOP lawmakers say there's a growing trend of local governments providing legal standing to rivers, forests, and ecosystems nationwide. Noss says rights of nature laws threaten private property rights.
Nature should not supersede human beings, and nature has no inalienable rights like man. Private property is central to our nation and freedom of all Wisconsinites.
Milwaukee County and Wisconsin tribes have recognized the rights of nature. State Democratic lawmakers also unveiled legislation this fall that would grant legal rights to Wisconsin's most popular state park. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Music. Community leaders in Milwaukee are speaking out against the proposed use of facial recognition technology by law enforcement there. The Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office wants to use it in active investigations. They say the software would only access things like mugshots, not social media. Brian Barkow is the chief deputy for the sheriff's office.
It's not scrubbing like websites, right, where it's pulling Facebook and it's like searching Facebook images or whatever, and it's coming back with some like username.
But Milwaukee County Board Supervisor Juan Miguel Martinez says he's concerned about ICE agents using the data.
But where we are right now with the administration that is currently running this country, this would absolutely destroy and shatter public trust.
The county board likely would not have to approve the agreement. Coming up, a story about rethinking all the stuff we use by taking a trip to the landfill. Stay with us.
Wisconsin Public Radio stays connected with the whole state thanks to its network of 8 bureaus. With reporters on the ground across Wisconsin, WPR provides a news service that connects with issues that matter to your life. Stay in touch with WPR.
And finally, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCullum with a story about rethinking consumption.
Estimates show that it takes roughly 450 years for a plastic water bottle to decompose. While this number is staggering, the question is, how does our behavior change once we have this information? Producer Alexandra Salmon and her six-year-old son, Leon Thomas, decided to go on a tour of the Dane County landfill. They wanted to not only learn about trash, but also meet the people on the tour and how they grapple with the tension between buying new things and reducing their waste.
Okay, so Leon, where are we going right now?
To the dump.
And why do you want to go to the landfill with me?
It kind of feels cool to see, like, what other people use.
What do you expect that the landfill is going to look like?
Like 10,000 things of trash and lots of stuff.
All right, well, then let's go.
My name is Sujata Gautam. I'm the Sustainability Engagement Coordinator for the Dane County Department of Waste and Renewables.
I'm curious what you're hoping people might get out of this tour that maybe they wouldn't normally understand about our trash and the process.
I hope it cultivates a little bit more mindfulness in people's own personal lives with their relationship to resources and really just stuff in general. Why do you bring what you bring into your life? And do you put a lot of thought about bringing in something into your life in the sense of, like, what will you do with it at the end of its life?
So my name is Britta Lothery, and we're from Fitchburg, Wisconsin.
Why spend your Friday with your, I'm assuming your daughter here, why spend your Friday coming to the landfill?
So we are big Bluey fans, and Bluey has an episode called The Dump. And so we have gotten very interested in what happens at the dump.
What has your relationship been with stuff throughout your life?
So I feel like I'm a very minimalist person. So I don't like to keep stuff.
So what do you feel when you have a lot of stuff around you?
I feel very anxious, and it feels overwhelming to me, as if I can't appreciate the stuff that is there because there's so much of it.
Yeah, my name is Adam Steinbach, and I am from the Madison area. I am like most people here. We all generate waste, but I've become more conscious of it the more you start to see the natural disasters that are occurring, and trying to find out ways that we can help try to slow down the process of global warming.
And so when you do buy a new thing, how do you feel?
Yeah, when I think when you go and make a purchase and it's something new, it's fun. The experience is exhilarating. You get something new, especially when it has features that you maybe you haven't had before, you've heard about. Whether it's a new car or a new phone, a new computer, all of those things, like, there can be some really good benefits that you experience right away. And that thrill, I think, lasts for a while, but then after a certain point of time, we become accustomed to it, and the excitement starts to fade.
How do you manage the amount of stuff that you buy when you have a child?
I have to say sometimes you don't. I want them to enjoy their childhood. However, we talk about, you know, they both want a Barbie dream house, and we have one. And so we've talked about our using our resources wisely and how it's not the best in our world's interest or our interest to have two Barbie dream houses. We can learn how to play with one.
So you know now that it takes years and years for things to decompose. So then how do you feel about us buying new things?
Maybe this inspires me a little bit.
Alexandra Salmon is an independent radio producer who lives in Madison. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowland Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.
And of course, we'll end with a quick check of your forecast. A winter storm warning in effect for parts of central and eastern Wisconsin until 9 this morning. It'll be windy across the state today with gusts near 25 miles per hour at times and high temperatures in the 20s and 30s. Everything starts to clear up overnight, but it'll be really cold with lows in the single digits in the south and below zero air temperatures in the north tonight. And that'll do it for this Wednesday. Thanks for being here for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producer today was Courtney Everett. As always, have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.